This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Kim Kardashian has been married 3 times. Jada Pinkett.
There's only 3 times?
3. Yeah. Kanye was her 3rd husband. Kim Kardashian has been married. Jada Pinkett has been married. Amber Rose has been married. Gabrielle Union. None of these women are marriage material. Men have a tendency. I don't know what it is. Y'all be thinking y'all magicians and that y'all can turn a hoe into a housewife, and it doesn't work that way.
Say this all the time. Tell them, Alice.
It doesn't work that way. And then, I'm going to be honest, niggas will get the worst type of woman, and you've been warned about her, but you go thinking that you could save her, and you wife her anyway. And then when everything that you were warned about comes to pass, now you want to get on a podcast complaining about how all women ain't shit. No.
What it do? It's your boy Eli, not Jew, and welcome back to another episode of the Daily Wrap-Up Crew.
Wait, what?
As always, we got Ace with us. You feel me?
Wait, what?
I wanted you to be creative, so I had to take away his line. You know what I'm saying? So,
damn, I don't even know what to say. Mm-hmm. I guess he got the chick up his sleeve. But he sounded like a thief.
I'm like Drake, you know what I mean?
Ace the go-to for, man. It's all you
and last but not least, we got...
Let me show you how you do it. What it do? It's your boy, Jew. I'm here with my crew. Mm-hmm. DailyWrapUpCrew.co. Go pick up the merch. Elle's got it on, because every time she put love, she put in work. Mm-hmm. That's all I got to say. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you do it. Off the top, you know what I'm saying? Original, you know what I'm saying?
I get a motivation. I feel good. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah. My name, Eli, where Feli's. That's the shit you should be saying.
They give me a sponsor. I'll put y'all back on the map. Like, you know what I mean? Anyway, man, we got some special guests in the building. Well, let them know where they go follow you. I don't want to.
Don't.
Do you have a name or, you know, some?
Else, Tasia, either one.
I mean, they took down your old page. You know what I mean? Go follow her new page.
Please don't. Don't.
Next up, we got who we got?
It's just me, you know? You can follow me on iamgenesis.nyc, and I'm just an overall creative.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Empress. You can follow me on IG at EmpressKelly7. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. Shout out to Al's for being the only, you know, other co-host here out here with the merch on, because, you know what I'm saying? My other brothers is out here. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. What is that?
It's laundry week, man. I got to go. You know what I mean? I got to go to laundry. Yeah. So,
I just came from vacation.
You know he that nigga with the doodle stain underwear on two times?
Ooh.
You, my boy, says laundry day.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, that's his favorite scent. No.
Yeah. Niggas got jokes out of here. Anyway, before we get into these topics, man, make sure you hit that like button. Subscribe if y'all not already subscribed. Hit that notification bell, man. I need y'all to stay up to date on everything that we got. Now this nigga Veneer is about to fall off. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, he said it's your favorite scent, though, boy. You like spraying it in the crib. Like, come on, my boy. Nah, all right. I'm sorry. Let's start the show. Come on. Yeah, I'm ready.
Listen, man. I'm going to get y'all back. What I said, join the membership. Man, I don't even know what I meant. Join the membership, man. Like, yo, get into this first topic. Why do men face criticism? I'm going to get Keem. Why do men face criticism and backlash for expressing their preferences on women? Let's go ahead real quick.
I think they only face backlash from the women who don't fit their preference. Mm-hmm. Me, I really don't. If I'm not a guy's, because then you're not going to be everybody's cup of tea. So if I'm not a guy's preference, it is what it is. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's because women don't like to take accountability. Everybody knows that, but no one wants to say it. Mm-hmm. So when a man tells us, I'm looking for this, 10 things, and they only fit two, they're like, damn, I don't feel whole. So it's like a personal attack, but it's really not personal. Mm-hmm. You know, there might be some things you got to work on. Just go work on them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Empress, what's your thoughts?
I think for the most part, everybody kind of faces the same backlash when it comes to preferences, because women share their preferences all the time and they get backlash about it. It's not as harsh, but I do think that I agree with the other two ladies for the most part. I do think that some people are just insecure, but for the most part, everybody, you know, have their own, like, you either you have social awareness or you don't, and I feel like that plays a part.
What's the backlash that women get when they have preferences?
I feel like the number one is like probably short guys or whatever. When women, you know, say like, oh, well, I prefer like a tall guy or whatever. Here comes, you know, the, I guess, insults towards women. And now women are being like, you know, objectified for whatever they're lacking or, you know.
Yeah. And I feel that because I'm 5'10 and I don't really get too many tall men. So I feel like I can't even put that on the list of preferences, because it's just like, if I look at all the men that approach me and that talk to me that are available to me, how many of them are over 6 feet? Not that many. So it's like, sometimes...
So short guys be pulling up to you?
Yeah, short guys love the tallies. All right,
you're trying to climb that tree.
That's fair, that's fair.
Even with the height thing you just brought up though, right? Most women are shorter than men.
Yeah.
So with their preference...
Most.
But you know, with them understanding that their requirement is you must be 6 feet, which is, I mean, it just it might be asking for something that just not be available for them, or you know, unrealistic, some would say. So I don't think they're getting bashed for having a preference of a man that's taller, but when a man is taller, you're not tall enough. And I think that's where it's like, oh, what the fuck is going on here?
Cause that's not really something you could work on. Like, her height is your height. Like, what are you gonna do? Like,
put on some boots. Nowadays, maybe.
Men have preferences like that as well. Like, oh, I'm not gonna date a dark skinned woman, or you know, like, I literally just saw a status on Facebook where some guy was like, "A dark skinned woman can't be nothing but my sister." Like, so it's like, you know,
at that point, that's
something that she can't necessarily change either. Yeah.
Mm. That's just colorism, you know.
I think that's the real reason why there's like such immense like backlash with some of you know, male preferences, because I think there's like they're rooted in a lot of stigmas and things that like we're in this generation, we're trying to like unlearn some of the, you know, cultural like you know, traditions and stuff that we have, or you know, in terms of like dating or like, you know, social norms. So I think that's why, you know, there's a lot of backlash more so now than like, you know, because I feel like a few years ago, people weren't even really thinking about the fact that they had preferences. People were just like dating who they were dating, and it just was what it was. But like, I think there's, you know, people paying a lot more attention to certain things and like what they're rooted in. You know, for real, like what
follow the leader.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember a couple of years ago. I really don't remember this whole like, he got to be 6 feet. He got to make 6 figures, 6 feet. Like, you know, guys had to make money, yes, but it wasn't like, now there's a motherfucking, like, a threshold there. Like, yeah, you got to meet this, this, and this. You know what I mean? So I think sometimes when women do judge men, it's off of things that normally they can't change. Like, y'all talking about their height, their dick size. Like, they can't change those things. Like, men be asking for women to be in shape, and y'all be like, nah, that's too much. Why should I get in shape for you? And it's like, damn, like, you could just go to the gym. Like, you know, that ain't really that crazy. Like, you know, we want y'all to wear your natural hair more. Why I gotta wear my natural? Like, that's something you could actually do. Like, men can't change their height, so that's
why. Shout out to all y'all wearing your natural hair, though. Like,
yeah, I appreciate that, y'all.
Shout out to y'all.
We definitely appreciate that. Like, it don't happen often. This might be the first episode.
Word, right? That would be the first one.
The last time Elsa.
No, the whole. I'm talking about the whole panel.
The last time Elsa was here.
That was
but they wasn't black. Shout out to them. Hi, y'all.
True. They still be weaving it up over there too. Y'all.
Yeah, they do.
They be thin as fuck. I ain't gonna.
They do.
No disrespect.
So I want to ask Ace real quick. Like, why do you think men get so much backlash and face so much criticism for having preferences?
I think I'm at the agree with the ladies on this one. Is like, they feel like it's a personal attack on them. And when you take something personal, obviously you're going to have something to say about it, but everybody got their own preference. And I think that's what people don't understand, that you're not going to fit everybody's preference. Like, you can't please everybody. I mean, even with our show, we seen that we can't please everybody. We try many different things. You just can't please everybody. So I just think if it don't apply, let it fly. Like, if it's not for you, it's not for you. Mm-hmm.
I love how people say that and then they don't never like let it fly. Yeah. Like, never let that shit fly. Like, never like, let everybody got to get triggered by something. Ju, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree pretty much with everybody else. I do want to say that I believe that women feel that way is because they want us to settle for what they have to offer. Mm. So they don't want to have to bring change even if we require it, you know, for a successful relationship. They don't care. I don't want to say they don't care about our happiness, but they feel like if we love them, we should accept them the way they are. And we get kind of stuck in that. Like, because, you know, we would say, let me give a hypothetical situation where, you know, some women may have children and we do love the woman that, you know, bear our child, right? But, you know, 2-3 years from now, you're like, hold up, mommy, you still got the baby belly. You know what I'm saying? But we're wrong if we say, maybe we should go, you're supposed to love me. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I also believe that with women that love men, they tend to settle with a man even if he gains weight, loses hairline. So they feel like, why should I have to change and do that? And I accept you for looking like the bum you done turned into or whatever, or the unattractive man you turned into. So you're supposed to love me. And I mean, it may be a flaw. Mm.
Yeah, I think it just comes down to like Ace said, does everybody feel personally attacked? Because how many times, you know, I've said it in the most respectful way, like whatever way possible. Like,
wait,
I don't
want. Wait, you said something respectful?
You said it in a respectful
way? Not in a disrespectful. I ain't said it in a disrespectful
way. How you said wait, it? Can we get an example how you said it? How you said it?
Listen, I've expressed that I don't have kids.
How did you express it, though?
Like, you told me too fast. Your veneer's about to fall out. Calm down, my boy. Like, damn. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, again, I've expressed
you being around your wig. Like, I mean, just get to the point, man.
I expressed that, you know, I don't have kids, so I prefer not to date women with kids. You know what I mean? I've said it.
But is that how you said it,
though? I said it just like that. I said it any other way.
I mean, we're going to look at the clips.
We can run it back. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I've never been disrespectful. But again, if you look at the comments, the women going, oh, you must hate your mother. That's what they always try to say. That's a tactic that women love to use. You must hate your mother because they want you to feel bad about having a preference. You know what I mean? Like, so
The news is that you got kids yourself, too. Like.
I mean, yeah, apparently.
I did hear that in the rumor report.
I got a secret kid out there. Like,
who said that?
People on the comments.
They writing on our comments talking about it. We said, shit, what the fuck?
Apparently, that's his business. Like, yeah, if y'all know, let me know, like, so I could know, like, because I don't know. Mm. But again, so when we have all of these, you know, preferences, and it don't even be that much, it's always met with some type of insult, some type of shame, some type of bashing, some type of critique. And it's like, damn, we got to listen to women complain about their preferences of men for how long now? Like, you know what I mean? We just had to we might complain, but we just had to deal with the reality. Like, damn, all right, well, this is what it got to be. Like, if women are attracted to a certain caliber of man, I got to put myself in position. You know what I mean? So we understand that, you know, we don't live in this fairy tale delusional world that we have to go out and get it. Like, you know, some height, you can't, obviously you can't. Actually, you can't. My fault. You do got special surgery for that now. Like, clearly. Like, you know what I'm saying?
We interviewed one. You know what I'm saying?
You'd be surprised. Motherfuckers is out here getting that surgery.
And he doing well, too.
Yeah. He went from 5'5 to 6'1.
So that's like a BBL.
Okay.
That's what we said.
That's like the equivalent to a BBL.
Yeah.
No, Eli got the BBL for men already. This is something different.
Yo, going on today?
You don't let up.
I'm back.
Stop it. You know you recycle other people's jokes. Don't act like, yeah, I'm back. You ain't never had jokes. What you talking about? I'm back.
Said that,
like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
said that before.
Come on, bro. None of your jokes is original. You know that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, right, people's laughing.
What's that's the animosity over here? I like
when people's is right, is not biased for themselves and others.
Damn. The nigga that said, what it do, my name, Eli.
That's
fair. I'm like,
I paid homage. I paid homage.
Was that shit on Wildin' Out? And he go, on the roof.
I did see that. So yeah, I think it's just it just comes down to, and Ju, I'm gonna get you too, because y'all niggas over there teaming up, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga got the pineapple fucking hairstyle. Now this nigga got all the jokes. Like,
shout out, you know what I mean? I got some hang time now. You know, I can do different things with my dreads besides just let them hang down.
Okay, shout out to you. Like, I mean, so again, I think it just comes down to, like, people just don't want men to have preferences at the end of the day. Like, you know what I mean? That's all it comes down to. Like, you know what I mean? So let me get to this next topic. This one correlates to each other, right? So why do you think so many men, it's like there's pressure for single childless men to be with women with kids? Because when we ask women with kids what their preferences are, they never want to date another man with kids, but they always want, you know, that single man to step up. That's another shame attack that they do. A real man would step up. I'm tired of that. You know, they use that shit all the time. Like, you know what I mean? So what's your thoughts on this, Els?
I think that's delusional, because why should that man forfeit the opportunity to start his own family to help you take care of your kid? Because you had a baby by the wrong person. And it goes both ways. I refuse to deal with a man who has a child. I have no kids. Mm-hmm. I'm not dealing with your child. That's not my child. I'm not dealing with your baby mother. That woman's going to always be around. You're never going to be the only woman in his life. You're never going to come first. So it go both ways. I feel like people who have no children should only date other people who have no kids, because for me, I have no kids. So if I'm dating a man who got a child, I settle. It's the ultimate L.
That's crazy.
I agree. If I'm dating a man that has children, it's probably because I'm like 35, pushing 40. And
I'm 35. I still won't do
going
it
on myself. I'm still desperate to have a family. Then I'll be settling.
But then even if, like, you'll be unhappy though.
Yeah, of course.
You'll be unhappy.
Because you're not wanting your first choice. That's like choice Z.
You're not gonna. The beauty of giving Chopper your husband his firstborn, he done gave that to this whack ass bitch. So
damn, she a whack ass bitch.
Well, I promised myself that I would not have kids unless I'm married. So if I never get married, facts, I'm not gonna have any kids.
That's a great mentality to have. Respect your eggs.
You know, at that point, I might date a man that has children, but I will never take him seriously and really see him as marriage.
Yeah.
But you see how y'all so comfortable saying that, and there's no problem with y'all saying that. But I don't think in bulk men are gonna come into y'all comments or bash y'all, so you hate your father, or I don't even know what equivalent they could use towards women. But y'all won't get as much pushback from some
because men
fathers.
Men applaud that.
Yeah, but if I,
and,
if
but there's
any of us
also
would, yeah.
there's a lot more childless men than women. So the majority of women have kids. So when a man says, I refuse to date a woman who has a child, her dating pool gets smaller and smaller the more men say that. Mm. I mean, it is what it is.
And it's already small.
Yeah, it's considering already small. I mean, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. What about you? You dating a man with kids?
I would say, like, I can date. I agree. You know, I can date a man with kids. But as far as how serious it's going to get, you know, that kind of would depend. Me, I'm the type of person, like, you know, in actuality, we have to live within, like, you know, what works for us. So, like, if it's a certain time and it's like, I know I don't want to have kids or something like that, and, like, you know, I am willing to take on that type of, you know, situation, then I guess that's what my decision would be. But I don't, I mean, it's nothing against you or your kids, but it's just, like, ideally that wouldn't work for me and, like, you know, the life that, like, I want for myself. But I think it depends on the person and, you know, their level of, you know, standards and stuff and what matters more to them, you know.
I think so. That's your time.
Man, that's my time.
That's her birth control. That's your birth control?
That was my journal time.
Oh, okay. Shut up, the journal time.
I'm so sorry.
Right. Well, good. So why y'all think there's so much pressure on childless men to be with, like, single mothers?
Like they said, man, the pool is getting smaller and it's just like a shaming tactic to get men who they want, you know what I mean? Who they really want, you know what I mean? To take on that responsibility.
They didn't want them niggas when they didn't have no kids.
I mean,
it's only true. Now.
It's only now that they hit the wall or
something. That nigga knocked you up and left you. Now. And the same thing, I'm going to be honest, the same thing goes for men. You got men who, they didn't want a good woman.
Uh-huh.
You was trying to give that dick to everybody. Mm-hmm. And you knocked up the wrong bitch. Mm-hmm. And now you want to spin the block.
Yeah.
On but the, you blocked. But absolutely you blocked. Not.
But I think men can, most men can spin the block. I only say this because when we talk about single mothers, right? Most of the time, the child is going to be with the mother. Like, you know, with a guy, like, what, he going to have his kids on maybe on the weekends? Like, so you're not going to be able to really worry about that kid on a consistent basis as a man would with a single mother.
Even if he don't have the kid, that woman is still going to be around. You got women that will put that nigga on child support simply because he moved in and he got a new girl. The girl is stressing him out. His baby mom is stressing him out. Now he taking that out on you. You ain't even do nothing to him. It's a lose-lose either way. I know that most people feel like, well, the child is not always with the man. Okay, but his baby moms get disrespectful. The chances of him checking her slim to none. You want to know why? If he piss her off in any way, shape, or form, she could go right down to the courthouse. Or she could keep the kid from him. So he got to kind of walk on eggshells. And then as a woman, you don't respect him because it's like, nigga, why you don't ever check this bitch? Right. You know, she gets away with murder. And his response is, that's the mother of my child. And
well, you've been in this situation before?
Yeah, you said it sounds very...
We see
it. Yeah, nigga. Like,
oh, Never again. I said, you know what?
How many times?
Once.
Oh, one time. All right.
Absolutely not.
Mm. He sent you in like a Pokemon to go get his baby mom? Like... Ooh. I choose you. Go get it. Like I'm saying,
go get what? I'm not no fucking attack dog. You knocked her up, not me.
Okay. So there's a lot of women. There's a lot of girlfriends fighting baby moms for their man.
It's a waste. You want to know why? You could fight her, but she's not going anywhere. They have a kid. Just let him.
Yeah, that's just gonna make the situation.
He put his dick in her. He knocked her up. Let him deal with her and just remove yourself, because that's gonna be an ongoing. Even if you get married, it's gonna be an ongoing headache, and it's not worth it. Unfortunately, you know, kids are permanent. Once they're here, they're here. He has to deal with that. He's going to have to suffer the consequences of being reckless with his penis. So, work it out with shorty.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And there you have it.
You did say, I know you're very vocal about saying that men don't get any benefits from being a step-baby daddy.
Well, when I say men, I'm talking about step-parents, period. I have to clarify that. Step-parents, period, there's no benefit. Step-mother, step-father, step-parents, period, there's no benefit. How would I benefit from helping a nigga raise his kid?
Well, you could walk away from any time. So if you want the experience of having a child, yeah, and then you want to dip out.
But it's not the same.
You just dip out whenever.
Get the XP and then dip. Like,
I feel like it's not the same because it's not yours. Yeah. Like, I don't want to hang with this little nigga.
What? Why'd you do the get out of here?
Yeah, like, get out of here.
Shoot.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
That's great.
So there's no benefit. I mean,
There's none. Well, how would I benefit? And then, like, okay, if you marry a man and he has a child, right? If he's on child support and he falls behind on his payments, they coming after the wife's money. It's a bit, very big risk. They're going to come after his. And I know one of my aunts is married. She got kids. Her husband got kids. Mm-hmm. And they had a joint account. She had to shut that down because they was going into the account and taking money. What's the benefit?
Ari also said she would never marry Moneybagg Yo because of that same reason.
But why are you with him then?
Cha-ching.
He got wild kids.
Well, she did. He has to have some type of money. Have you seen all the diamonds he be buying her? Something.
Yeah. How you know it's real?
How you know it's not sponsored? It could be.
I don't know.
It's a sponsor. That's crazy.
It might be. I heard it's very popular.
So, Ju, why it probably is. I ain't going to hold you. Why you think there's so much pressure on childless men to kind of be with, you know, women with kids?
I would go with the Umar route, but I'm going to...
Nah, say it with your chest.
Nah, I didn't. I was being funny.
Niggas did say Umar got you shook, like, you know what I'm saying?
They said all of us, right?
Nah. Specifically Ju, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck out of here. Them niggas not. Come on, niggas. Watch your mouth.
I was. You see me? I
said
you. I was in them comments.
Tearing them
niggas
down.
Up.
We appreciate you.
I my fault, man. I ain't trying to start no podcast beef or anything. But it was something. What's son that was talking crazy?
Mr. Let Go?
Yeah, Mr. Let Go. Man.
His hair is long. Let Go a long up, time. Man.
That's
what he said.
He was talking crazy.
He was talking. I sent that to you, too.
Yeah, he was talking crazy.
I was like, sick him.
We're going to talk about it after, man. Right, if you got something to say, we could talk about it.
Oh, okay.
I ain't never seen an ace get like that. Like, Word.
Nigga, nigga polished veneer before he said that.
My bodyguard president.
Well, I mean, I agree with basically what y'all just said. You know what I'm saying?
But can you go to Umar route like you said you were going to go?
Nah.
I would like to hear this.
Yeah, well,
I would like to hear
what
it too.
What Umar say?
Well, he would say that there are, you know, black men need to step up and help the women because it's our fault.
But that's different,
it's
though.
It's not. That's different, that's it's not. How is it your fault that that woman had a baby by the wrong man? Mm. Not for nothing. Who's Umar's not a stepfather.
But he would then say, if I'm in Umar's shoes, mm-hmm. I would then say, well, I'm building a school and I'm helping these young black boys.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with helping, but helping and raising a child is completely different. It costs hundreds of thousands of dollars to raise a child. It's expensive. Yeah. Why would I invest hundreds of thousands of dollars into something that will never be mine? That's like paying a car payment, and the car is never in, it's not in your name. It's never going to be in your name. What do you get out of it? Where's the father?
Okay.
And he going to pull up once that kid is successful. Nice. Nigga say, oh, yeah, I'm your real daddy.
Right.
But, you know, yeah, I do agree with Umar where he said, you know, we do need to step up and help the young brothers
the community
in our community. Yeah,
that part
for sure. But you know what I mean?
But that's two different things.
I'm not going to be no Captain Save-A.
Yeah, but I feel like you can't do something as detrimental as having a child out of wedlock. Like, this is male or female. And then after you make that piss poor decision, right? Mm. Then now all of a sudden the community got to come and help you. Like, That doesn't make any sense.
I think that's the tone that was set by, you know what I mean, with the government assistance and all that stuff.
But it's not helping. It's just making things worse. I could understand if somebody, like, you got people who have multiple kids out of wedlock. It's not like it was a one-time thing. Now you're putting their piss-poor decision. You putting the responsibility on the backs of those who are responsible. That's not fair. Mm-hmm. I, for one, am not going to do it.
Let alone you can't even make no decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You got all the
pressure. That's a lot of money.
All the responsibility, but no
real say so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, that is a fact. I do agree. We got to do a better job at just helping the black boys. I do not.
Where's the daddies?
I'm never going to take accountability for nobody's bad decision making. That's just me personally. Y'all could do that. You know what I mean? I just can't. Like, you know what I mean? Because I'm not going to come to nobody, male or female, and blame my traumas and say, well, you have to give me great. Nah, I'm going to do the work myself. Like, you know what I'm saying? So anybody that wants to do it, I don't shame you. That's just not what I don't get into that.
For the kids with deceased parents, yeah. But if your situation is a situation where your mother or father picked an irresponsible person to have a kid by, you on your own.
Mm. I mean, it ain't for anybody.
I mean, they ain't got to be on their own. They could date men with kids. But they don't want to date men. That's
no,
the crazy part.
No, but
I'm going to
be honest.
Like,
even when you have two people and they both have kids, the relationship still don't work because you got two people.
What you mean? The Brady Bunch?
No. I'm going to tell you how, right? You got two people. Uh-huh. Each of them has a child.
Uh-huh.
You have one person, they may raise their child. Their child is well-behaved and disciplined. The other one, their child is off the fucking chain. Now, when one person comes to the other person like, hey, you know, your kid is kind of like, when we go out and we try to have family time, your kid be wilding out. You can't tell me nothing about my... It's even people who both have children, when they come together, it still don't work majority of the time. Because you got two people that may raise their children different. And then kids want their biological parents.
Mm. Yeah, I agree with that. But some women do allow men to take the role in leadership where they
A lot of times it makes the child uncomfortable because that's not my father or that's not my mother. So they don't feel comfortable taking direction from... This is not my...
That,
you know what I'm saying? They want their actual parent.
I mean,
it's uncomfortable.
I know situations like I got a couple of friends who taken on that route and they succeeded in it. I mean, I would have to ask him what the benefits is for him, you know what I mean? But
what you mean succeed?
Like they moving forward and getting married and all that good stuff, and he treats them like his own and they treat him like their dad or whatever. So that in that situation it worked out.
It happens sometimes. Yeah. I'm not gonna hold you.
Yeah, it does happen. It definitely happens.
But that will never be his child. That will never be his kid.
But it's all about what the love is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's 8 billion people on Earth. You could find somebody else to love.
I feel you.
Now,
but
let's be clear.
It ain't gonna work for anybody.
If that situation don't work out,
right?
If they get married and the marriage don't work out, it's a waste of time.
I think the person without a child has more to lose in that situation. I think that's what it really crumbles down to. You have more to lose.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this again. A lot of motherfuckers still be fucking their baby moms and their baby father.
Mm-hmm.
I know of one, but I'm going to be nice.
She definitely got it. She be knowing the facts. Nice. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, listen, it definitely happens, and it's just it's a responsibility. You got to be prepared for it, man. It's not for everybody. Definitely for me.
And you can get put on child support for that child as well. Even if you didn't sign the birth certificate. I mean, it just depends on the judge.
That is true. That is also a fact.
I mean, like, if you were step-parent?
If the mother or father, but I'll say mother, if the mother can prove that you took on a father figure type role, even if you didn't sign the birth certificate, depending on what state you live in and depending on the judge that you get in family court, they can make you pay child support for that child.
That's wild.
Sure. I've seen that happen. I've seen men go to jail for that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not paying child support or having back child support, and that's not even a child type shit. Like,
I don't feel bad for them because you stupid.
My dad was supposed to be paying child support, and he got like his license suspended. Mm. He lost his car. Mm-hmm. He was almost gonna go to jail. So
child support, child support's crazy.
Would any of you like legally adopt a child like in marriage? Like, okay, I've been in this child life, and you know, like, you ever see the situation where the child, like, I wrote you this letter saying I want you to be my new mommy, my new daddy.
Yeah,
and,
I've seen that.
And, you know, I see a lot of people take that. It's still a risk to me in my eyes. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you mean like an orphanage? Like,
in a relationship. Yeah, you can legally adopt
your such a who?
You mean legal? Oh, okay.
Even Marcel's husband violated. Did that. Yeah,
but he's an idiot.
He's an idiot.
So if I get married, that's not the same thing. Right?
Well, I guess you're saying if you marry someone who has a child.
Yeah,
I would never marry a nigga with a kid, so that don't apply to me.
They do it separately too. I've seen situations where you legally switch the kid name. The kid name doesn't change to the. To the married name,
right.
When you adopt them, it then changes to the new father's name or the new mother's name. Mm. However y'all do it, I don't know.
Yeah, I gotta look at it.
But Eva did this shit recently, and now she left the dude, and now she's taking him to child support.
After he legally adopted her first child, which is not his.
Yeah, and it's Kevin McCall's child.
Daughter. So, that little woman, just like him.
I hate to be messy, but yeah, that shit crazy.
The nigga that wrote Deuces?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, man.
It's his kid. And he been fighting for his kid, too.
I was
going to
make a Deuces joke, but I didn't want to do that.
Like, why would you even let this man adopt her? That's not her daddy. The man,
that man, I've watched him fight for his. I don't know about his sanity, and they question all that other shit. But I know he's adamant about being his daughter's life. Yeah. So I don't know how everything else is.
Yeah.
And then she did it spitefully.
I mean, you adopted another man's child.
But he should have. But see, that's he didn't. I don't think that man had any children.
He should have said no, respected that.
What I'm saying is he had no kids. Mm-hmm. And instead of going and finding a woman with no kids, he decided to get with a woman who had a child.
Well, he got the penalty.
But that's what I'm saying.
He got a kid now.
Yeah.
And,
that's crazy.
Nice.
And that's another thing, too. Sometimes, you know, women, they don't want to have more kids. So now you on dating a woman long-term, seriously, and she like, nah, I want more kids.
But then why would you want to have kids by different men? And vice versa.
I'm saying for the man, he can't even get his own lineage out of that now. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Go find somebody who don't have a child and start your own bloodline from scratch. Why are you trying to come on top of the nut this nigga busted and put your nut on top of his nuts? It's a lot of nuts going on.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Whole lot of nuts.
That's true, though.
Go make your own family.
Ladies and gentlemen, like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I don't understand.
Listen, man, whatever floats your boat, man.
Yeah, me as a person that have children, I would never have, like, even though I'm not questioning my relationship, I'm just saying I would never, God forbid, if my relationship wasn't successful 20 years from now, 10 years from now, I would never have a child with another woman.
Yeah, it's, and half siblings sometimes it's just have kids by one person, and if the relationship don't work out, you need to just shut down the fact.
You also are a person who said that you would get a vasectomy, like.
I am considering doing that. If I get some medical insurance that'll help me out, because a nigga can't afford that type of shit, I will get it done.
Because
not that I question my pullout game. I question her eggs being thirsty. Shout out to my lady. Her eggs is thirsty. That's all. You know what I'm saying?
That's what niggas always say when they
on the y'all niggas keep blaming it on a nigga. Women eggs be thirsty too. That's all I gotta say.
Coming inside him, like, yeah, nah, they eggs thirsty.
I'll question my pullout game.
I'll question
six kids later.
Right. Yeah. Listen, let me get to this next topic. Yo, hit that like button. Yeah. Everybody hit that like button. Take 2 seconds. It really helps us out. I know YouTube be hating on us. Hit that notification bell, man. Subscribe. Listen, I do got to get into this. The panel is supposed to be a whole different panel. Like, you know what I mean? So a lot of the topics that we had a special person I was going to pull up. You know what I mean? They didn't pull up. But I do want to talk about what is a high value man. And obviously, I know this is a topic that probably been ran into the ground, but it kind of correlated to everything we were saying, because I'll give you out a backstory. You're supposed to have a gentleman who's on the show, who's on the OWN network. And he has said he made a preference about.
Shout out to him.
Because he is a high value man. He doesn't want to date a woman that has kids. And boy, did that clip go
viral.
Shorty
feelings was hurt. What a
loser.
That
clip went viral like crazy. The women in that comments was going off on him.
The women on the show was going off on him.
The women on the show also.
He has no kids. He has no kids. What would be the benefit in him investing in her and her kid that's not his kid? He was absolutely right. Just because he was raised by, like, I was raised by a single mother, but I don't want to be one. I want to be better than my mother, and I was raised to be better. So because my mother was a single mother, I should go be one. So that's,
a nigga using that against the woman.
So look,
like,
if your mom's a crackhead, you should go do crack too. She's an idiot. That makes no sense. I'm gonna use that one.
That's a good one.
I don't think it's gonna work out the same for you.
That makes no sense.
I'm gonna still use it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And
like,
as a parent, right, you have kids. I'm pretty sure you want your kids to be better than you.
Of course. 100%.
Thank you.
Now, but that's like the nigga saying, like, oh, well, your mom was a single mother, so you got to be a single mother. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to leave you and you be a single mother. Like, your mom did it. You could do it. Like, come on. Like, you just.
She made it work. Yeah, my mama made it work.
She was in her feelings. You could just go back to the man you had a baby by and make it work.
And she had a dude on the show. Somebody took her on that show. But what do y'all consider a high value man? Because we have all these different terms, and
I'm gonna go last.
And everybody seems to have their own different, you know, definition of a high value man. To y'all, what's a high value man?
A unicorn?
I mean,
you talking about Porzingis? So, you know what I'm saying?
Well, this is the thing. You know, I wrote down a list of everything that I would possibly want in a man. And I know that if I gave it to my brother, shout out to my brother, you know him.
Yeah, shout out to
him. If I gave
it
to my brother, he'd be like, half of that is unrealistic. So it's just like, it's a unicorn. Like, in my mind, the high value man is a unicorn. Because I don't.
What's the unrealistic part?
Like, I would like a man that's got to be like 6'1, 6'3, single, no kids, never married. Makes over six figures, you know?
That,
like,
is the unrealistic part.
Which part?
She named over a lot six of figures. Because over. that right there is what would shrink her pool.
The height alone
might
shrink the pool.
Everything would be shrink. And he black. Or Hispanic. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that pool is pretty depth.
Because most people,
you know what
don't.
I mean? So you have to, like, figure out what your non-negotiables are and what are things that you can, like.
I think the height. Because statistically
you're
speaking,
tall,
I think
so she, it's
no,
more
but
reasonable.
I'm saying just in America, I think the percentage of men who are actually over 6 feet is like 15-17% of the male population.
Yeah,
the
average height
for men is like 5'8, 5'9.
Yeah, that's the average height. We didn't even get to the finances, like you said. So now, like, it goes lower
and
lower.
In the race,
you know what I mean. And then again, those men are going to have the bulk of options. They could choose.
But you know
anybody.
What's funny? I haven't had a problem meeting men that had a good salary, like 80 plus. I feel like that's a good salary.
Okay.
So I haven't had a problem meeting. It's the height, for real. And then I also feel like there's a lot of people who have been in other relationships. This is New York City. It's a fast city. And when you date, then you have heartbreak. You got to get over it. So I've met a lot of people who've had everything else, but then they were just emotionally unavailable. So it's just like, you have to think about that too.
Yeah.
You know, what people's traumas are.
Does that make you high value too? Your emotional intelligence? Is that?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. For sure.
That's number one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I think that's number one, because something that I value at the most in my life is like my self-awareness and my emotional intelligence. Like, that's key to me. I think a lot of people don't have self-awareness. And I think that that's why, you know, there are these projections of our traumas and insecurities in like society. And I think that's why men, you know, have the pressures to date, you know, women with kids and vice versa. And all of those, you know, like, I think all of that stems from a lack of self-awareness. You know, when you have a certain, you know, confidence in yourself and a certain awareness of yourself, you know, where you understand your flaws and your traumas and how that affects you and how to, you know, combat that and even move forward and past that, you know, in relationships with other people. I think that is the key to really everything, because I think everything is mental. So for me, that's like number one, because your mentality is going to shape everything else, basically. Like, if you have that, you everything else, you know, eventually will fall in line, because it's not, you're not ever going to get everything. So, you know, everything is a give and take anyway. So, you know, certain things are at the, you know, the bottom of my list, but at the top, I would definitely say is like, you know, mental and emotional stability and like even just competence, because, you know, everybody is not necessarily stable, but, you know, having the competence to know that you're trying to reach a certain stability, you know, it counts for something too for me. And then, you know, finances and stuff like that also do matter. But I just, I'm not that much with like, not, I don't want to say materialistic stuff, but for me, things are more like spiritual and emotional because, you know, like that's just the basis of like how I value certain things in my personal life. So,
I mean, just that thought process is, you know, meant to be grateful for, you know, even here, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, because you didn't start off with finances, like, you know what I mean? Like that was important to you, but, you know, you prioritize other things else. What's the high value, man?
For me, I feel like a high value man is a man that's submitted to God. It don't have nothing to do with money at all.
Okay. That's it?
That's first and foremost. If he's not submitted to God, he's going to fail in every other area of his life, or he's going to lack.
Okay.
If he's not submitted to God, he's incapable of leading me.
Mm-hmm. Listen, shout out to all my church people, but... Not everybody that's going to church and submitted to God, that don't automatically make you a good person.
I never said that though. Okay, going right. to go, so I know a lot of people that go to church out of habit. Yeah. Going to church doesn't mean you have a relationship with God at all. Going to church is going to church. That doesn't necessarily mean you have a relationship with God. I'm talking about a man that is being submitted to God, and he's trying to be obedient.
Church is a business.
Most
tax deductible too.
So when I think about a man being high value, that is first and foremost. His income means nothing, because he could be rich and be a heathen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a lot of rich niggas that sluts.
A lot of them, because they could afford it.
I work with a lot of niggas that get to the bag and they complete whores. Shout out to my coworkers. But, you know, that's the truth of it. So if he's not submitted, I'm going to be honest, where I'm at now, if he's not submitted to God, I don't want him.
Okay, I'm only trying. I am only saying that because I don't even want to put the church niggas on the spot.
Go ahead, please.
Nah,
do
I ain't gonna, do that. I
mean, some of them like, be zesty. Yeah.
Nah, I ain't saying nothing about that. I'm just saying
some of them do.
Some of them be submitted, them. And you know what I mean.
They don't be. Then they're not submitted. They're not submitted.
I'm leaving it alone too because I've. No,
Niggas are going to be submitted to God.
Don't got nothing to do with going to church. I feel like people get that top, mixed up.
I'm
going to
just say this, in other words, the top ranked dude there be passing them panties around.
Then he's not submitted to God.
But he leading the whole ministry or what you call congregation.
That doesn't mean he's submitted to God. If he's submitted to God, you're going to
get what I'm saying, if he's not submitted to God, but he's leading this whole ministry, what's to say about that whole ministry?
That, okay, he's going to lead them down the wrong path because he's not even on the right path.
But how do you know he on the right path?
How do you know?
Yeah.
You'll know. You'll know.
When you're submitted to God,
you'll know.
Okay.
You'll know. When you find out that your pastor is laying down with men, he's not submitted.
But before
he submits to something else.
Before you find that out.
The truth always comes out. So it's going to come out eventually.
But you're before gonna, you find that out, you going to church every Sunday listening to this man.
But when you go to church, you're not going for the pastor. Yeah, that's not who you're going for. Yeah.
Your own submission. Yeah. Mm. That you're going to either hear the word or I'm not a firm believer in, you know, like, you have to go to church to have a relationship with God. No, I am a spiritual person. I have my own personal relationship with God. Mm-hmm. Now, what I go to church for is if I want to hear the music, if I'm going to hear the word. He's doing his job and preaching to me, and that's all that I really need. And if he's not doing a good job at that, then that also goes to show some other stuff. But
I do understand what
you're
saying.
To hear just the word. So, like, again, your submission is like the steps that you take, you know, personally, like, and what that means to you on the inside, not like, you know, on the outside, on the surface level of like what everybody else is looking at. Gotcha. You know, like, because at the end of the day, the people are going to do what they're going to do. But it's like, I'm not here for the pastor and I'm not here for the rest of my congregation. You know, I'm here for me. I'm here to either hear the word and listen to the gospel.
I would say that, but what you require, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's really hard to find.
I know it is.
And
I'm not delusional.
That's because I'm God-fearing, right? Mm-hmm. And I believe in God. Mm-hmm. But there's so many people that may believe, but, you know, they do different things. It's just so hard to, you know, genuinely.
I'm going to be honest. It is hard. I'm not there yet. Mm-hmm. I'm not all the way there. You know, I almost knocked the bitch out. I'm not all the way there yet, but he working on me. He working on me, but I'm not. But I'm trying, and I'm. It's very, very, very.
That might
hard.
Be even lower than you know her list. Right. You know what I'm saying?
So it's very hard, but that's the first requirement above anything else. That has to come first because if that man is supposed to lead me. How can I submit to you if you're not submitted to who you're supposed to be submitted to?
Yeah. Mm, great point.
So you would never be with a man that's like atheist and doesn't believe in nothing.
He has girl, to. Girl, no. Absolutely not. I won't even date outside my faith.
Mm,
that's
Catholics, Muslims, absolutely no. No, shout out to y'all, but no. Mm. Because, right, I personally don't want kids. But if I was to have kids, right, if we don't have the same faith, we're going to cause confusion in the kid. I can't be telling the kid about Jesus and you talking about mama. Who that?
Yeah, I had
that's a successor.
I knew somebody that had an issue with that. Me.
Who? Absolutely not.
You know?
Muhammad and Jesus not the same.
Mm-hmm. No, they're not the same, but I see it as, you know, connected. They're like brothers. You feel me? Like,
Muhammad's not even in the Bible. So for me, I couldn't marry someone who doesn't have the same faith because we're gonna bump
his God. Like,
I don't know who that is. I don't whoever his God. I don't know who that is.
Don't we have the same God?
No, I mean different religions. That's I mean all God. Guess,
don't got the same God.
Yeah, no.
So what God do Muslims believe in?
They don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
No, Allah
means God in Arabic, but they don't believe in the same God that Christians do.
They don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God. They still submit to their God, right?
I need someone who's submitted to the God that I get on my knees and pray to. Because if not,
I could understand
not,
that.
Because if not, we're not equally yoked. And if we get married at some point, we're gonna bump heads. If we have kids, we're really gonna bump heads because the kid is gonna be confused. I can't be taking them to church and you taking them to the mosque. It's not gonna work.
1,000%. And it's different like rules in different religions.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, like Muslims, they have multiple wives.
And that ain't never happening over here.
And
never.
See, never. Her faith is different.
Only
so.
Coochie. Right.
Remember, we know somebody that's going. I'm gonna leave that on.
Wait, who? We talk about that after. Like, yeah, I think religion and politics is two like non-negotiables.
It's gonna be hard for your relationship.
Yeah. What do y'all define as like a high value man?
Okay. I would say somebody that's confident, a leader, a protector of his family, intelligent, teacher, high value. Yeah, it comes down to providing, so finances as well, you know what I mean? But somebody that just puts his family before himself, that's a high value.
Oh, great point.
Does he have to have sexual discipline? This high value man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mm-hmm. What you mean by that? Oh, you mean like cheating? That's what you're talking about.
Is he capable of? He has to have sexual discipline.
Yeah. I mean, if that's his religion, you know what I mean, then
he got to be able to turn the coochie down.
Depends on who he.
That's a westernized thing, though. Like men across the globe is getting coochie all over the place, and they submit to God.
They're not.
No,
you have to have sexual discipline.
Well, the women agree with that. If your woman agrees with it, how's that?
Like, say for instance, right? Say if I was dumb enough to agree with a man being with anyone other than moi, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get to make the rules. He make the rules. So if he says you can only have one man, one woman, then it is. I don't get to make the rules.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to argue.
Some people.
Shout out to him.
That's what I'm saying. Aren't they blessed to have multiple wives?
No, that's adultery.
It depends on the religion.
Yeah, I don't think none of us is that versed in religion.
She's versed in her religion.
Yeah,
like I said, other religions. I mean, there's.
That's why y'all niggas flocking to Islam, because y'all want multiple.
Mm-hmm.
That's not why.
That's one of the reasons why, I think.
You think so?
If I'm being honest, yes.
Niggas go to jail and they come out and all of a sudden they go in the mosque. Yeah. Like, nigga.
And
I think it's more of a protection thing.
Yeah.
You know,
in jail.
In jail,
yeah. But.
In jail?
Yeah.
then that means you would do away with it when you get out. But a lot of times they stick to it when they get out.
And I mean, first of all, you're gonna be learning something for the wrong reason. We're not questioning people's religion, so I want people to understand that we are making comments, but I want you to understand that we're not questioning or judging your religion or your faith. All right.
Yeah. And I think when it comes to being Muslim, it's more than just having multiple. You have to take care of these women.
Niggas like that part. You have to get that part as well. But you got to take care.
You can't just have them. You have to take care of them.
And you have to love them equally as well.
You can only have more than one wife if the first wife agrees. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, facts.
They open their Quran and flip past them pages.
They do miss past that. I went on a date one time during Ramadan with this Muslim guy. The check came. He was like, so we splitting this? I was like, during Ramadan? And you're a Muslim, man?
Haram.
Ain't you not supposed to be eating, though?
It was like 8 p.m., so you said you could eat after that.
Oh,
you know, it was dinner time. I put on my jacket and I left. I was like, oh my God, I was shocked.
So you didn't go half?
Huh?
You didn't go half?
No.
Oh, God.
Why would I do that? It's his religion.
That's for like married, when you married, though. Like,
he invited you on a date.
Because the man what you get while you date is going to be the same man you're going to get when you marry.
Mm-hmm. He asked you out?
Because you're saying
a great voice.
You think I would ask him out?
You're right.
Talking about, we had that same energy. We also got the same energy for the women who talk about they ain't gonna do wife things until they wife. Like, yo, they gonna change
great
automatically.
Great
point. Okay, a wife thing is giving a man a baby. Cooking and cleaning is not wife duties. You do that regardless of whether you're in a relationship or not. Now, giving that nigga a baby, that's wife duties.
And but me providing is husband duties, correct? Yeah. So why should I have to do that in a relationship?
Well, it depends.
I don't mind doing that, first of all, for y'all. Go at me in the comments like my name Wolf or some shit.
I don't think you go to the full extent of providing.
Okay. Yeah, you're not
shout the Wolf, man.
It's not fully.
Lunch.
Yeah, fully providing. Dinner, you don't do that until you're married. You can't give somebody everything prior because then it's like, what would be the point of getting married?
Mm-hmm.
It's limits.
Mm-hmm. So you shouldn't be paying their bills if y'all didn't.
No. Why? Yeah. Why would you be paying her bills? Y'all not, that's not your wife.
No.
Okay.
And even if that is your wife, tell that bitch get her job.
Word. Shut up the L's.
L's got to be a regular. I ain't gonna.
Yo, okay,
like, she got to say all the stuff that I can't say because they're gonna say I hate my mother and all this other shit.
I'll be lighting the up in the comments. They hate me.
I think
that's why you're on that side.
I think to go back to the this is the keeping it real side. That's the pandering side over there. Like, the Dr. Umar got me shook side. Like, you know what I'm saying? Listen, I think just to go back to the topic, I think a high quality man or high value man is a man with integrity. Like you said, emotional intelligence, that's important.
That's it, yeah.
Man with confidence, man that demands respect from his peers, from others. Obviously, financial stability plays a role in there.
Masculine.
A man who's in his masculine, his frame, his purpose. I do think when we do tend to talk about this word when we hear this word, it is usually referred to the amount of a man's earning potential. You know what I mean? So that's what women... Most women will look at a high value man as, oh, well, he's making the six figures. You know what I mean? He must be high value because he's earning so much money. So I don't think people really fully understand the breakdown. And even we probably don't even know the full breakdown. I know Kevin Samuels had his own definition. You go to somebody else, they got their own definition. Yeah. So
it's refreshing to hear that y'all definitions didn't automatically go to finances when it came to a high value.
Finances is important. I want a woman that's concerned about finances. I want you to be aware of how much I'm making and, you know, not literally like pressuring me, beating my ass over how much money I have. But, you know, I want you to
finances is important. But again, when you put that on a pedestal, you tend to overlook other aspects of a man.
Definitely. But when you hear women say a high value man is a man making six figures, like they don't give a fuck what else comes with that.
They'll tolerate the other shit.
They're not even dating those men.
You can have a lot of money and be low value. Your income and your character don't got nothing to do with each other. A man can make a lot of money and be beating your ass.
And most of the time...
A lot of times they say they ain't got no personality. They just like boring and shit. Like, so I mean, so value is
she'll get with a man that got bread, right?
Mm.
She gonna fuck a nigga that work at White Castle's.
Mm-hmm. White Castle's crazy.
I mean,
at least Popeyes. You know what I'm saying?
Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A.
What? You say anybody eat that shit? Like,
that so, I mean, crazy.
Or Chick-fil-A, you know, maybe.
If she's like, only there for the money. And then I feel like women need to have their own money as well, because if you get married, right? If your husband gets sick and he can't work, you got to help. You have to pay the bills now. You can't always focus on his money, because he may have it, he may not. Things happen.
Your money should be saved so we can have some for retirement. Yes. If we're not using your money.
Well, if he gets hurt at work and y'all got a mortgage to pay, you have to step up and pay the mortgage now.
It's not even your money no more. It's our money. If that man gets cancer
or he gets sick, you can't be over his hospital bed. When the fuck you going to get up and go to work? That doesn't work that way.
The most mind-boggling video I've seen about this was they asked a woman if her husband had got sick, what would she do? And she was like, she said, I'll give me another husband. And niggas is like, wait, what? Your husband is sick? Yeah, I'll just give me another husband. Mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, that's how quick we are to throw people, like, for sicker or for worse, like, none of for rich or for poor. None of that, none of those vows really mean, they don't hold no weight. We just say it just because we got to say it, just to say I do. Yeah. But they don't really hold no weight in marriages, though, you know?
Yeah, I've seen that.
But men, I'm going to be honest, men, right? A lot of men, Kim Kardashian has been married 3 times. Jada Pinkett.
There's only 3 times?
3. Yeah. Kanye was her 3rd husband.
Chris Humphries.
Kim Kardashian has Richard been married. Jack. Jada Pinkett has been married. Amber Rose has been married. Gabrielle Union. None of these women are marriage material. Men have a tendency. I don't know what it is. Y'all be thinking y'all magicians and that y'all can turn a hoe into a housewife, and it doesn't work that way.
Say this all the time. Tell them, Alex.
It doesn't work that way. And then, I'm going to be honest, niggas will get the worst type of woman, and you've been warned about her, but you go thinking that you could save her, and you wife her anyway. And then, when everything that you were warned about comes to pass, now you want to get on a podcast complaining about how all women ain't shit. No.
You've been dealing with it.
Mm-hmm. Your meema told you that girl was a floozy, but you didn't want to listen. Now you and your feelings like, nah, it doesn't work that way.
Well, I mean, honestly, in my Umar voice, you should have grace and show that man some grace.
You are. I look like I got grace.
God will show
I got
grace.
A little bit of that. I'm
gotta give
low.
That man grace. You know what I'm saying? He been through a lot. He been through his traumas, but you gotta work with that man. Like, mm-hmm.
He ain't say that. Absolutely. He said you gotta work with her. Like, yeah,
I gotta be.
So you don't expect nobody to show you grace?
I don't feel like I'm entitled to it. If that man decides to show me grace, great. If he doesn't, he doesn't have to. Mm. Well, if I make a bad decision, that's not the next man's problem.
Oh, okay. Shit. Can we clip this?
It's consequences.
That's not the next man's problem.
Definitely will. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's not the next man's problem. Like, if you out here and you picking females who are smashing their baby daddies in your crib or sleeping with your coworkers, I'm not going to call no names.
But it's not a lot of options, so that's why she got to stay with that person.
This is the thing. People, and I'm going to say this because people have this thing where if you're single, they throw it at you. Oh, that's why you ain't got no man, or you ain't got no woman, as if it's an insult. I sleep very well at night knowing I'm not getting cheated on. I know a lot of people who are in relationships, but they're not happy. Mm-hmm. But they're in relationships just so they can say that they have somebody, or they're in relationships because they're comfortable, but they're not happy.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being alone. It's better to be alone than to be with someone and they're the wrong person. Because you're not doing anything but wasting time. And then after 5, 10, 15 years, you look back and be like, damn, I should have left 10 years ago. You don't waste all this time with somebody you knew you should have been left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just want to reiterate that. Yo, this nigga Jew turned into Dr. Jumar Johnson over there. Like, yo, put that in the comments. Dr. Jumar Johnson. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, there's nothing wrong with being... it's better to be single than to be divorced.
I understand what you're saying, but I do believe there's a person for somebody. And I want...
For everybody?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're a person that deserves the right person. I know you personally. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, nigga, where I'm going to find that nigga? You know that nigga?
He is somewhere. Yo, where you at? You in the comments right now.
And niggas can't even hit you up because you like, don't hit me up. Like, I'm saying, where the fuck are they going to find you?
She don't be outside.
Where would quality men find?
That's what I'm saying. I was giving God some praise.
But I'm saying, where would quality men find you?
I don't.
Realistically.
I don't, okay.
You don't want to be found?
The majority of men are not faithful. Like,
I'm asking you a simple question.
All right, so what about the faithful?
The quality men, where can they find you?
Primark and Valley Stream just opened up. Probably Walmart, Target. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Church.
I don't go to church for that. That's crazy. I don't go to church.
I mean, you're not going to go there for that. But I'm saying if you're there, and I mean, and somebody... Mm.
After service.
No, I wouldn't go to church like, if I know, man.
If it happens, but
don't they have
like
ministry? What is it called? Like, don't they have people that...
My church don't do that foolishness.
They don't hook people up. Like
that's not their place. That's not. That's not. No, you know.
Churches they have. They have stuff like that.
The Jewish family have like.
Nah, churches definitely have. Those
church, they're not supposed to do that. That's
not. They got date nights.
They try to
mingle.
Nah, they try to mingle. Like what the fuck? The pastor tries to put.
They're not supposed to do that. That is not their place.
They're not supposed to do that.
No, you're not supposed to do that.
You got like them nosy like. No, I mean, people that go to church, like, you know what I mean? She be good for you, son. Like, yeah, like but you ain't supposed to be in there.
Don't
like,
she eating glizzies after service.
It's definitely called something. I'm going to look it up, but they do be having
they're
those
not supposed
churches,
to like. Do that, though.
So you said, holla at you after service, though. That's what you said.
Yeah. If it happens, it happens. I'm not, it's not my place to look. It's no woman's place to look.
But you would have to remove something, though.
What?
That mindset of thinking that all men cheat.
I never said all. I never said most.
So, but I mean,
that's
but.
That's true, though.
And
okay, but
you already got a mindset you that cheat. You ain't gonna find the.
I never said that I wouldn't. I just said I understand that the chances are very slim. That's just the truth of it. Okay. Like, if you wanted to find a black woman that don't got no kids, you understand that because of the amount that. It's possible, but you understand that. It's very slim. It's a slim chance. Yeah. I'm not saying it's impossible, but I'm realistic. I know that it's a very slim chance.
All right, but you gotta be more open. I think you real closed off.
I mean, I think if I just eliminate trinnies from the dating pool,
This is what I'm talking about right here, man.
If I eliminate Trinidadians or West Indians, period, I might have a chance.
Wow. Yo, that's I'm West crazy. Indian and I don't cheat, right? So I don't know what she's talking about right now.
When Caribbean niggas get in a real relationship,
Trinnies?
They don't cheat.
Trinnies? That red flag is a red flag.
That's bars.
That red flag is a red flag.
Like, damn.
Yo, shout out to the Trinnies out there. You know we don't cheat out.
Nigga trying to make it sound believable.
Trinnies don't cheat.
Trinnies don't cheat. Yeah. Oh, daily wrap up cool. That cool.
Listen, Wolf, how much time we got left? Let me get to this next topic, right? Yo, y'all funny as hell. Like, how does a person with a strong independent mindset assess quality suitable people for long-term relationships? Let me start over here because I feel like, you know, shout out to Elza. I appreciate you, but I want to hear the ladies over here talk about this.
Right, Empress.
I think a very independent person probably, you know, attracts that. I think it's about putting yourself in different environments. I think a lot of the time, you know, we get comfortable in our environments where we feel safe. But I think it's about, you know, opening yourself up a little bit more, being in, you know, certain environments, doing something different that you don't really do. Me, for example, I met a lot of different people in college. That was a different experience for me. You know, I went to like a predominantly white institution. So the dating pool for me was very, very small. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you still are, you know, in an environment where you can see even what you like and don't like in certain other, you know, places and even other people. Also, you're seeing something different than like, you know, the dating pool that you're, you know, used to seeing because people are from different places where cultures are different. So I think if you want to attract certain things, you have to put yourself in those environments to attract it. You know, like if I don't want a baby daddy, I'm not going to be going to like the freaknik cookouts, you know, to look for them.
You said the
freaknik cookouts.
I was there the whole last weekend, but I'm single and I'm not looking for anybody, so I don't care.
Wait, they had a freaknik cookout, you said?
Yeah, it was a freaknik cookout.
Oh, it did. It was like by Brooklyn Bridge Park, right?
Yeah, Fort Greene, yeah.
Oh, you was out there.
Nah, I was supposed to go out there. Like, I'm saying. But, you know, look for some guests for me.
Right. You're looking for a freak.
But yeah, I do think it's about, you know, putting yourself in certain environments. And also, you know, like your mentality too, because I had to learn over the course of like, you know, my years on Earth, you know, being independent is great, but you have to also know your worth and believe that, you know, you're worth having like things of value and, you know, being able to receive that, like you have to speak in a certain way and think a certain way in order to attract, you know, the things that you want. So I've had to learn, you know, not to be so pessimistic, because I've always been like, you know, well, I'm not getting married. I'm just not going to do this. I'm not going to do that because I know I'm not going to find it. Mm-hmm. And so like a lot of people have always been like, you know, you have to keep an open mind, which like, you know, you're young, you're going to find people. And I always was like, mm-hmm. no, you know, like whatever, because I was, you know, I'm very stubborn sometimes, but, you know, that's not, you know, you're not going to find that if you're not trying to, or not even trying to, but if you're not open to it in the slightest, then it, you know, you won't.
You sound like somebody I know. I ain't gonna lie, man. It's crazy.
Yeah. A lot of shots.
It's crazy, man.
Yo, I'm lucky. I get this. I don't be getting the bartenders. Shout out to y'all. Y'all put me up here with the right people.
I do think another thing that I think is hindering people is that we have such this negative outlook on marriage, and they both men and women. Like, you know, we speak to men who terrified of marriage because they feel like, you know, if she divorced me, she's going to take everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, we have the women who feel like, well, you know, men are not going to be faithful. They're going to cheat. They're going to
be controlling. Wrong,
be controlling. Yeah. So we have such this negative, you know, stereotype of marriage, this perception of marriage, that it is scaring us off. And ultimately, what is it leading down us? It's just leading down a road of more single parent household, more, you know, single families, you know what I mean? So because nobody seems to value, less communities. So nobody seems to value. I actually want to ask some, maybe a more important question, right? Just to come up with some solutions, right? Mm-hmm. How do we get out of this, you know, this as society, how do we get out of this nature of everybody just wants to be independent and nobody wants to seem to prioritize family anymore? Like, we just want to do our own things. We want to be rich and single. Like, how do we get out of that and get back to the communities and to the families? How do we do that?
I think it's the value. I think a lot of people, we tend to, you know, just go with what we see. I think that that's a very big thing, especially on social media. I feel like people just go with what's trendy. They just go with what they see, or like, you know, they just do stuff because they feel like that's what's safe to do. I know a lot of people there, you know, like the people that, oh, I'm outside, I'm this, I'm that. And a lot of those people aren't satisfied. You know, they're not going outside because that's what makes them happy. They're going outside because they think they're going to get this temporary happiness from being in this environment that like society has deemed, you know, lit, you know?
Yeah.
So I think, you know, we have to first change our mindsets. A lot of people are also very selfish these days. You know, nobody cares about the next person. You know, no, like nobody has simple, basic morals, like in the very like slightest, like nobody has any morals. It's literally just greed. Everybody wants money, and money is fine, but you guys are getting money and not satisfied, because when you have money now, it's like you got to reach another target for the money, and then something else, and then something else. So it's like, be sad, learn to be satisfied with you and like what you have, and create your life and not feel like you have to take your life from everything else, you know, like create the life that you want for yourself. And that starts, you know, with your mindset. You know, why is a man or a woman's financial stability at the top of their list? Is that at the top of your list for your own personal goals? You know, make sure that the things that you're doing, you're standing on it. Like any bar I set for somebody else in my life is a bar that I've already passed, or I'm setting for myself. So if you're not meeting me where I am or exceeding where I am right now, then, you know, I'm also, you know, I have a lot of people in my life that, you know, like I'm willing to teach and stuff. And also because, you know, that's what you do. You spread love and you spread wisdom and knowledge. But it's also a matter of people being able to receive. People don't want to receive. They want to be stubborn. They want to go with what's popular and what they see. Everybody thinks that I just need to make it to the top. And when we get to the top, it's like, you know, forget everybody else. You know?
It is.
Genesis, what's your thoughts? How can we find some solutions to all this independence and get back to building communities and families?
Well, what I would say is traveling is a big one. And I don't mean just internationally, like for vacation. I mean, like throughout the United States. Like, I've been to over 25 states. So I've seen different people. You know, I go to California and people think that I'm half Mexican and I'm half Black. If I stay in New York, people notice that I'm Dominican. If I go to Florida, people will question if I'm Cuban or Puerto Rican. But it's like, you be able to see yourself from a different perspective and from a different lens.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think also volunteering as well, when you see people that have less than you, but are more grateful and that are happy that you're servicing them, it kind of makes you understand that, like, wow, I'm like this little tiny speck on earth, but I'm making such a huge impact, and this person that has less than me, like me doing this little thing might help them. Mm-hmm. And it also helps you put like your life in perspective. Like, I'm complaining about this and that, mm-hmm. but it's like, look at all the things that I do have. And I feel like that's what we do a lot. We think about the stuff that we want to attain that we don't have, and instead of the things that we do have right now. Mm-hmm. And I think also, like, when you embody the things that you're looking for in people, it's easier to find more of those people that have those qualities. So it's like, if you want to be someone that makes a certain amount of money, or that works with computers, or that works with photography, you have to go seek people that do all those things too. Mm-hmm. You know, and that might require you to get out of your shell and get out of your box. Education too. Like, I know a lot of people, they aren't really keen on college education, but you can go take a little course online and learn something that you didn't know before. Mm. You know, so I think it's just like stepping outside of your box and like doing something that is scary and is risky.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That was... We need some solutions. They say that we don't have a lot of solutions. We would just be talking shit. That's what it
is. Don't make leaving the relationship, mainly marriage, so appealing. If someone can leave a marriage and get a financial subsidy for it, whether that is child support, mm-hmm. or whether it's alimony, mm-hmm. they don't really still see the need stay around. It's I understand why. Men don't want to get married because they stand to lose a lot. So I feel like the laws have to change. Mm. Because until the laws change, men are not going to continue to risk losing half of their money. But on the female side, you know, a woman doesn't want to risk putting her body through all of the stress that comes with pregnancy just to be with a man that doesn't value the sacrifices she made bearing his children, and he's out running the streets.
Mm-hmm. True. And now her value goes down in the market.
Yes. I mean, so the benefits that come with certain relationships failing, you have to get rid of it. Because then people are going to be forced to either work it out, or they're going to go their separate ways and have to start all over again on their own without having to depend on the other person financially. As far as being independent, there's nothing wrong with being independent. All adults need to have some type of dependence, but you should be able to find... You want to find somebody where they lighten the load, so you guys are working together. Mm. And you don't want to be so independent to where you make the person feel like they're obsolete and they're not needed. Because men like to feel needed. Y'all like to, like, feel like, you know, you want to feel like you're wanted, or like...
Mm-hmm. I think everybody wants to feel like they're needed. I don't think woman wants to feel like she's not needed.
No.
Like,
yeah, but I would say more so for men, because we know y'all need us.
I think we just against the fact that you guys say y'all don't need us. When we know y'all fucking do.
Woman should only say that she doesn't need a man from a financial aspect, because as an adult, she shouldn't need to depend on a man financially.
But regardless, there's so much things that a woman need a man for, right?
Yeah. Of course.
We just tired of hearing that shit. So, we get this thing that is like, oh, y'all want to be needed so bad. No, we just want respect, and we understand you need us like we need you.
But even saying you need a man sound ridiculous. If something go wrong with my car, I'm not dropping my car off to none of my homegirls.
Mm-hmm.
Who gonna fix a man?
It's a fact.
Plumber, yeah, it's most hard, likely
it's,
a man.
Like I always say, you know, it's hard to say you don't need a man when you can use your eyeballs and look around, and everything that you can physically see was probably built by a man. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
You can't say you don't need a man and you want kids. That's crazy.
They said that on our show, too.
They did say that on our show. They said you could just go to the sperm and imagine.
Where did sperm come from?
According to her, it just magically appears.
Shout out to Jamie.
Y'all pick them people to come up here.
We did not pick nobody to come up here. It was like, you want to come? Okay. That's it.
Yeah, we don't know what nobody going to say out their mouths. And we not responsible for anything nobody says out their mouth. But just to go back to the...
solutions.
Solutions, man. How do we come up with more solutions?
I like what El said just now. It's really more incentives to divorce than it is to stay married. That's really crazy.
Or to have kids before marriage.
That's a fact. But I think the laws need to change. That's two. I mean, that's one. Two, I think that it's going to be the next generation that's going to really, like, we got to focus on the next generation, because this generation right here, like...
Wait, what generation are we talking about?
No, it's not...
The generation after the next generation?
We got to focus on changing
people. We can make it better from our generation. Like I'm starting to see a lot of, you know, fathers around. I see fathers with shoulders. I ain't see that shit when I was a kid.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So...
But that's what I'm saying. They got to be a piece by piece thing. It's not going to be the next generation. We just got to make it better for them. They make it better for that one. And just got to keep going until we get there. I don't know which generation is going to get fixed.
You seen that video of that little girl like in whatever grade school she was in. And she was talking about, oh, I can't wait to get a man so I can put him on child support. Like, is a little girl saying stuff like that.
But she
like,
can be saved, though. Because she's a little girl, you know what I'm saying? She's still in an impressionable age where you can steer her, you know what I mean?
That household that she's in has to change, though.
Exactly.
She's going to that home every day.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. So that household has to change. Right.
But like Umar said, it's going to take, like, volunteering. What he doing with the school, we need to be active in the communities and helping, like, the younger generation, I mean, because, like I said...
And we're going to do that. We watch.
Oh, yeah, they have to be willing to listen, though. Some people, they don't.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going
to
be easy.
We have to patch up our generation, though, first. Like, I really felt that because a lot of our ideals are not good teachable ones. And they're literally learning from us. So we have to start with ourselves first in order to, you know, change anything that they have going. You know, like, it's literally just the behavior that we have that they're looking at. So, you know, I think everybody need to start with themselves. I would say that people should just stay off social media a little bit or take breaks, you know, like when you
It should be a time management on that shit. Like, you don't do it after certain times or certain days, I think. But to get back to the point, I was also going to say having self-awareness. A lot of people know what they think they know what they want, but they don't know who they are at the same time. So you can't require something or request something from another person if you don't know who you are. And it's going to be hard for you to realize if you're getting what you want because you really don't know what you want. You're getting what everybody else says what you should be getting.
Yeah.
So one, we have to identify who we are, build on that, make goals to, you know, become more successful and fill in it. Relationships are transactional. So you got to understand if you're requiring a person to do this, that, and another, you also have to give them something in exchange. For both of us to be happy, it's not about one person being happy, one person being more successful than another, one person disrespecting the other. We both have to understand that a relationship is transactional and I got to make you happy and I got to make you happy and you got to make me happy as well. So once we figure that out, we'll follow, you know, we'll give each other goals and leadership tasks where you might be better than me in this and I might be better than you in that. We're going to meet in the middle. We're going to always communicate. And that's going to be the best way to, you know, fix a lot of our issues. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of, you know, men tend to give up on you know, women because they feel like they don't have to deal with it no more. And at the same time, I always say this, that we still have to be in that kid's life. You know what I'm saying? So, and vice versa, a woman shouldn't hinder a man because he don't want to be with you no more. He should still be allowed to be in that kid's life. So if you decided to open your legs and have a kid with this man, he has a right to that child without a court system, without being arrested or doing some crazy shit.
Mm. Ain't that crazy when women say you should have fought harder for your child?
Yeah,
absolutely ridiculous. You don't have the right to tell a man that he can't see his child. That's his child as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think that a lot of women feel like they carried the baby, which it's not y'all fault. Y'all can't carry babies, but just because you carried the baby for 9 months doesn't mean that the child is more yours than the man.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it wasn't for his nuts, you wouldn't have had the baby to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
I've been and carrying I'm not gonna lie, a lot of these mothers be emotionally unstable and having kids for the wrong reason. I'm not gonna lie, I am like completely against the baby having right now. It's just too much of it, and people are having babies for the wrong reason
or for
no reason at all. You shouldn't look for unconditional love from a child.
That's
something you find within yourself first,
right.
and look for that and create your foundations. Like people are literally having kids and messing these kids up
because the child needs you.
Remember, young girls used to be scared of having kids young,
now,
right? And now they just like super soaking that hole, like they with it.
Yo,
oh, sorry. Maybe that was
I wouldn't use sorry. Those. That
my last thing I wanted to say is therapy, man. Like for a while, therapy has been like the negative thing in our community. I think even when I tell people these days, like, oh, I think you should go to therapy, they're like, oh, for what? I'm like, yo, I think everybody should go to therapy. Relax.
Just a waste of money,
you know what I mean? So I think we need to change the stigma on therapy. Everybody needs to seek that and better their mental state, and that'll be better for the change.
Yeah, I think everybody And shout out to Jew Mafia. You spitting over there, man. Like, but, the more that I think about it, I don't think there's, before we get about it, I don't think there's a such thing as independent, right? Because when you think about it, like, nobody is, everybody's dependent on somebody. You know, whether you go to your job, you're dependent on your employer to pay you. Mm-hmm. If you got, if you're an entrepreneur, you're dependent on your customers to come and support. Like, I don't really think nobody is truly independent. We all depend on somebody in some form or fashion. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so this whole, I'm independent, I don't need nobody. No, you do, because you depend on people for your check. You depend on the government assistance. You depend on whatever the case is. Your customer, like, you always depend on somebody. So there has to be... there has to be more incentives to show the positive sides of marriage and relationships, healthy marriages and relationships. We have to stop promoting these negative marriage, these toxic relationships, because that's just doing nothing but scaring everybody away. We going to get there, hopefully. You know what I mean? So, like, anyway, man, I appreciate y'all for pulling up. Els, we appreciate you. I would ask you to, you know, outro yourself, but you know they don't want people.
Just show the merch. Just show the merch.
Oh yeah, get the merch. Yeah.
And Primar at Valley Stream, she said.
And Walmart.
At church.
And Walmart.
And church.
Everybody baby shower after the service. From Primark. Everybody baby shower good.
Primark got that stuff though.
That's a fact.
I haven't been.
Again, let them know where they go follow you at.
Yeah, I'm on all social medias at iamgenesis.nyc.
You said you had OnlyFans. Oh, nah, I thought she said that last time.
On
like,
all social media.
No, no, I could have sworn last time you said you had only. My fault. We get a lot of women on the show. Like, so we get a lot
shade, but like, you know, if you're the OnlyFans.
Nah, she said her brother's about to beat her ass because she was going outside looking crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
a good
brother.
Yeah, shout out to her brother.
Maybe we should have him on the podcast.
Yeah, you might need to, man. Again, let them know where they can follow you at.
On IG, EmpressKelly7.
Again, we appreciate y'all. Tuning in, make sure y'all cop the merch.
You know what I'm saying?
I got to point at them.
Shout out to the real ones. We the real ones, you know what I'm saying?
I appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all join the membership, man. We got a lot of behind the scenes. We got a lot of exclusive interviews coming up. I ain't trying to spoil too much, but y'all got to stay tuned, man. You know what I mean? Live streams, which every week we try to do live. Make sure y'all listen to the podcast audio. The podcast audio always comes out early on all streaming platforms on Tuesdays, 6 a.m. in the morning. But listen, y'all can just listen to it whenever. Like, you
know, go in the crates. Listen to our old shit.
Go to the archives.
You know what I'm saying? Like, watch us level up.
Don't go too deep because it might be some shit. Nah, I'm just joking. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they said this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, man, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. Make sure you hit that like button.
We sending them over there.
Appreciate y'all, man. We'll see y'all next show.